You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I just want to thank you all, and I'm just going to reiterate again. Super excited, and I might just add this. I've missed Paul Hamilton and Mike Harrington, and that's the reason I'm back.
Paul, first billing. First billing.
What a nice little nugget there for Paul.
I heard that, and then
and Mike.
The next voice you hear is Harrington going, "I guess I should go first." I'm like, "Didn't you mention second? Why shouldn't you go second?" Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline.
You should have fought him, Paul.
Paul, that doesn't sound like Paul. I did come to realize you were there. That would have explained why. But you know, funny moment. What was it like, Paul? I mean, just surreal or not? How would you describe today?
Yeah, I think it was surreal. Just all of a sudden, after a while in that press conference, it was like he had never left. You know, it just seemed like, yeah, this is normal. Even though it had been, 11 years since he had been gone. But, that's what really surprised me is, as I said, we're about halfway through this thing, and I'm sitting there like it's normal. Like, oh, yeah, I guess he never left type of a thing.
Right. And, right. Flat circle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what was the when he was fired and ended up having that the goodbye news conference, was it not in the same atrium that this just was?
No, I believe it was in the Harbor Club.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I don't remember there being a goodbye news conference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There was such an outpouring. There was still construction going on. The Harbor Center wasn't built yet, but it was a construction site, and fans hung signs on the construction fences facing the arena. I think they got to, we need to give him an opportunity to talk to everyone because it was such an emotional outpouring when he got fired. We were in here calling for him to be fired. I was anyway, as I recall, because it just reached its conclusion and then they fired him. And I remember immediately it was live during our show feeling, oh, man, I wanted
you
this.
Had blood on your hands.
Yeah, just I'm like, oh no, this doesn't feel good. But anyway, it's been a long road, and there he is. So Paul, aside from the emotion and this ride you're saying you took, where it became feeling from surreal to just matter of fact, of course Lindy Ruff is in the arena talking about coaching the Sabres. This is normal now, always has been. What stands out to you from today? What pointed and direct toward hockey and winning and this working? What are some things that jumped out at you?
Yeah, he was talking about, back when he was here in Buffalo. He goes, I think back to some of the things I did as a coach then, and I laugh at myself. He goes, it's comical. He had talked about going to Europe to talk with different coaches and things like that. And, he felt he's a better, much better coach now than he was when he left Buffalo. And that was one of the reasons he took the assistant coaching job with the New York Rangers, because he didn't want he didn't want to talk to the media. He didn't want, that gave him a chance to be one-on-one with players and do something a little bit different and learn that way. And he said he got a lot out of that by being closer to the players and, talking to them every day. And he felt that was a big part of his growth, too.
How about you personally, Paul? Are you buying this? Like, we've been talking, of course, about this, even this idea going back before the season was over, just sort of the obvious connection here and the speculation. And Bulldog as well and myself, like, I accept the jersey season from last year as sufficient evidence that he can be a coach, you know, it's the next generation, if you will. Like, I don't know, that's pretty good. It's pretty good proof that he might be able, and a young, talented team like this one, people made that connection today as well. How about you? Is that how you would put it? That,
yeah, when I was talking about the search and everything, I'm not a big fan of keep bringing back the old type of a thing, but that doesn't mean it won't work. You know, Lindy Ruff is a good coach. There's no question about that. And whether he coached here or not before doesn't matter. He is a good coach. So whether it'll work or not, I don't know. None of us know. I mean, we'll find out as we get closer. But, I think in some ways, though, he is what the team needs. You know, he will hold players accountable. He's not afraid to. He was talking about, you know, the group with Vanek and Miller and Derek Roy and how hard he was on Vanek all the time. Well, you can't do that anymore as a coach. I mean, he would ride Vanek. Some of the guys who were on that team told me some of the things that Lindy would do, and, you know, he would just ride it. And, you know, it's but you can't do that. With players are different now. The league's different. Players are different. You will lose that player if you ridicule them in front of the team and that type of thing. So those are things that he had to learn that are different right away.
It's interesting that, according to Ruff, and I don't say this as if I don't believe it, like, Vanek is somebody that he is still in touch with. He talked about having had many conversations. It sounded like, you know, after their time together with the Sabres, with Vanek. And so that's sort of says something positive about Ruff's influence on him, even if it was pretty harsh or worse when he was on the team.
I think that's very common, Paul. Don't you find in sports over the years, like, guys will talk, like, it seems maybe apparent that they're not loving every minute of it while they're going through it, but when they're through it and this man, this coach, has helped them, whatever, in their career, establish themselves as whether they're a Hall of Fame player or a journeyman or somewhere in between, which is where Vanek is, you know, more on the higher end, they appreciate what the guy was trying to do. Because they get older, they become parents, maybe they're coaching youth hockey, right, and they sort of, I get it. I get what was going on here now.
I've talked to Vanek about it, and he didn't love it, but he also said, I can handle it. And don't for a minute think that Lindy Ruff didn't know he can handle it. He knows his players. He knows who he can push. Derek Roy and Vanek, he pushed to the limit. Why? Because he knew they wouldn't go home and sulk. He knew they would do everything they could to be better. So, you know, that's knowing your players, what you can say to them, what you can do. But Vanek told me, I didn't hate him for it or whatever. He goes, he did what he did. That's fine. I played.
There would be exceptions, but yes.
Yes, sure.
You mature and you gain respect for how you were treated.
There are certainly
sometimes
players in the league who resent the coaches who treated them tough. Talk to some guys who played for Mike Babcock, maybe, as an example of that.
I mean, or Scotty.
Yeah, sure.
Although you won with Scotty, though. You're winning Stanley Cups if you're with the Montreal Canadiens. And I remember Larry Robinson talking about he just hated the guy, but he won the cup. So,
and Ruff would have played for Bowman as a rookie.
That's where he came up.
Now we're going back.
Paul, how about the idea that this coach, this personality, he's a beloved figure in the history of the Sabres franchise, and I wonder about how the players feel, how they will feel having a star, is that okay to use here, of that magnitude behind the bench? Like, usually the coach is not someone who's more popular than any of the players. And in this case, as much as fans love Tage Thompson and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen and whomever their favorites are, Dahlin, Ruff is on a different level with the fans. And I wonder you know, we won't know, and maybe we'll never even find out, because who's going to be honest about this? But like, I think that's a little tricky here. Like, the players could resent the fact that the coach is such a big star already.
I think it depends how it goes, you know, with for if that's going to happen or not. So, you know, back now, you think of that team that went to the Eastern Conference Final with Miller and that group. Lindy wouldn't have been the most popular. I mean, Breer and Drury, I think, were more popular than Lindy was. You know, but now you look at it, yeah, Tage Thompson and Rasmus Dahlin and Alex Tuch are popular players. But I would agree with you, yes, that right now Lindy Ruff would be the most popular of the group.
Paul, the choice of Ruff, do you think that Ruff was really who Adams wanted? Like, going back to Adams' press conference, I think I've given Adams maybe more than his share of credit, you know, different ways he's handled situations. I don't know, though. Like, I'm not going to accuse him of being dishonest. It's just he was a little bit indirect about the process, and it's kind of a no-win. Like, he's not – the question, was he your first choice? It's like when I asked Bean once if he would have picked Allen 101. Like, He can't win by answering that question. I regretted asking that because, like, again, what is he supposed to say?
Yeah.
Like, but before Allen starts to play, before this even starts. But, you know, I want to hear you maybe, like, it's been what, a week? It's a little more?
Yeah.
It was a week ago.
A week now, but it was 6 days when it came out yesterday.
Is that long enough?
I don't think it. You know what? When the press conference was going on, I thought to myself, we may be back here tomorrow. That's how sure he seemed to. I know exactly what I want. It seemed like he knew who we wanted, and but I believe him that he talked to other coaches.
I do too. I believe that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure everybody lies to everybody at some point in their life. I mean, nobody has never told a lie, but for the most part, I have never really caught Kevin Adams lying to us. He seems. You know, during that press conference last week, you know, he said some things that maybe wouldn't make himself look good. But I thought he was pretty honest about most of the things he said. So I have no reason not to believe him when he said he had double-figure people he talked to.
I agree. I just wonder if, like, what will be the version of it? You know, like that Ruff needed time as of that day? Like, Adams has it in his head. It's like, I'm going after Lindy Ruff. Or even before that. Right.
Ruff needed time. Lindy Ruff said he did not take the job.
That's right.
He did not say yes the first time. He wanted to think about it and even went through his thinking. Like, he goes, well, Don Granato just got fired. I just got fired. He goes, why would I want to do this again? And he goes, then I thought about it more and I thought, why wouldn't I want to do this again? He goes, well, it's a risk, but he goes, I enjoy risks.
Yes.
So he kind of went through his thinking process, but as soon as Kevin Adams called, he didn't say, "Yeah, let's do this." He wanted to talk about it more.
Well, just so I can be clear here on this, because I mean we're talking about somewhat of a delicate, you know, I don't want to be accusing Adams of anything, but I'll just say we talked about Ruff all the time here last month or whatever it was. Like, why I got to one day where I'm like, why would they not do this? Like, why would they not go get Lindy Ruff back? But when I heard Adams last week, I thought Ruff is not who he's talking about, or his number one. That was just my takeaway from that. They do have the experience together. To me, this would have been more Pegula and Sales, and, you know, like this. Yeah. It's a feel-good move. It can be a good hockey move too. So I was just not on Adams and Ruff.
And I was the other way.
And you were
as soon as the press conference ended. I thought Lindy Ruff's the next coach of this team. That's kind of what I had taken out of just with the way Adams was talking.
Well, then you wouldn't be one to question any of this, right? Because you kind of thought this was what he was thinking.
As I said, it wouldn't have shocked me if we were back the next day,
right?
The way that was going.
I'm more with Paul on this, but I just want to say at some point what we all have to be hoping, all Sabres fans have to be, I think, hoping. I mean, not that this would mean it wouldn't work, but that Kevin Adams. He was told by the owner, go hire Lindy Ruff. He meets your criteria, go hire Lindy Ruff, and you go talk to everybody else and do what you got to do, but, like, this is the result I want. Mm-hmm. Like, possible. I mean, here, I mean, and I don't want to accuse people of being, lying boldly. Like I believe Kevin likes this idea, but I don't know. It's hard for me to avoid the possibility that the owner just said, "Bring me Lindy Ruff. That's what we need."
And well, you're not calling anybody a liar because nobody talked about that. So it's not like you're calling somebody a liar who said that didn't happen.
Right.
Well, I mean, what is always said? GMs, it's my call. What is also always said? You got to go through ownership. Like, right. It's always both. You know, the idea is that ownership lets the hockey department come up with who they're going to come up with. But this is a special situation, you know, so anyway.
I don't think it would have been hard to convince Terry Pegula that this is the move.
I don't either.
No,
I don't either. Okay. Any final thoughts here, Paul? I'm sure we'll talk, of course, a lot about this through the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, for them, it's good they have it out of the way. There's certainty now. There were still some players in town. Four of them were at the press conference. And Lindy spent a good long time talking to them after the press conference. We got a chance to chat with Alex Tuck, who, of course, is excited. But Lindy said, but there was some truth in what he said, too. He wasn't just kidding. When he said to Alex Tuck, he may regret me coming after a week. And that could happen. I mean, it may be a little harder than some of them think it's going to be in training camp. So, you know, that could happen too. But, you know, he really wanted to get to know as best he could, you know, those original meetings with the other three players while Tuck was talking to us. And, you know, he said he's been in touch with some players by phone. Most of them probably, I think those were probably the four that were in town. I think anybody that would have been in town would have been there.
Sure.
So most of them have left town and gone to their off season. Some of them will play in the World Championships. But, you know, well, Tuck has a house here now. So, you know, he's building a house. I believe he said he's planning for a wedding. And so he'll probably be around a lot this summer. Krebs also, because I asked Krebs on locker cleanout day about, do you still want to be here? I mean, you talked a lot about, you know, having your kids grow up on grass in Buffalo and you want to raise your family here. I says, with everything that has happened with you and opportunities you may or may not have gotten, has anything changed? He said, absolutely not. He goes, I absolutely want to bring my family here. I believe in this town. I believe in this team. You know, so he, you know, he may not, who knows if he'll get the choice or not. It's not his choice. I mean, he could be traded. He may be here. Who knows? But, you know, what happened to him last year did not at all shake him from it. He was there for the press conference today.
We only have a few seconds, but he did say, Ruff, about adding assistant coaches. There was a little bit on that.
He said he probably is going to do that. Now, Matt Ellis played for him, so he knows Matt Ellis very well. You know, Mike Bales, I think, did a terrific job with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen this last year, and Devin Levi. I thought, you know, Devin Levi improved a lot as the season went on. Marty Wilford, I think, also does a good job. He was more with the defense, but did a lot of the game planning. And those were the coaches. They were there today, along with Dan Girardi, who is not officially an assistant coach, but he's at most of the practices that are home. You know, he has family things he needs to take care of, so he doesn't want to be a full-time assistant coach.
Okay.
He also is there. So it looks those guys are all going to be around in some way, shape, or form. We don't know how, but Lindy Ruff did say he would like to add to the staff.
You jokingly asked him about the goaltender, and he did say UPL right to that. So,
right. Well, for fans who don't realize what the joke was, and Mike Harrington and I would have been the only two that realized it, anytime you ask Lindy who's the goalie tonight, he wasn't going to tell you. So it started to become a joke. All right, well, who's in goal tonight? Knowing the answer you were going to get, or he would give you some wise crack or something like that. Never give you the goalie.
Today, like, actually, yeah, maybe the most newsy answer he's ever given.
So that's why, and I did make him laugh. I said, my second question is, who's your starting goaltender on opening night? And he did say three letters, UPL or something like that. So he actually gave it to us.
That's what I mean.
So I wouldn't say it's a first. Every now and then he would throw us a curveball and give us the goalie, but very rarely.
Yeah,
so
good.
That's what that was about for fans that didn't understand.
Good job. Thanks, Paul.
Take care.
There's Paul Hamilton on our Western Hotline. His reports are here on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors, thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Talk some NFL draft. It's coming Thursday night. Joe Ostrowski will look at the betting markets and try to figure out what they're telling us here coming up in 15 minutes. Lots more on Lindy Ruff returning to the Sabres, of course, as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.